Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has again pointed out that St. Vincent and the Grenadines had to give away some of its vaccines because of the hesitancy of Vincentians to get vaccinated. Dr. Gonsalves said it is unfortunate that vaccines had to be given away as Vincentians continue to refuse vaccination against COVID-19.
We have given away maybe 30,000 plus 30-something thousand plus vaccines. We gave away from the Indian batch and others that we received, the different countries. It's a shame it's unfortunate because we haven't had as many deaths as in some other places, and because we didn't actually lock down, and because the place is not overflowing, the hospitals are not overflowing with people who get in very sick and dying. A lot of people taking it for granted, but this is a COVID is a many-sided challenge of monumental proportions, touching and concerning our health, the economy, the social, including education, and of course security. I've been repeating this over and over and over again.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Guyana's COVID-19 death toll climbed to 468 on Tuesday, following the deaths of a 38-year-old man and a 39-year-old woman. Guyana also recorded 68 new cases of the novel coronavirus, taking the total positives recorded to date to 19,959. And Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Moore-Motley, is pleading with Barbadians and residents who have not yet received the COVID-19 vaccine to consider doing so to save lives, save the economy, and put people back to work. Internationally, 7 Australian cities are now in lockdown as authorities scramble to prevent the spread of the highly contagious Delta coronavirus variant. Officials reported a slight case rise this week to more than 200 cases. Meanwhile, India's Serum Institute is seeking emergency authorization in the European Union for its Covishield jab. The move comes amid reports that Covishield is not yet eligible for the Digital Green Certificate, an EU-wide travel pass set to launch on July 1st. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.